and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar, Clements Marketplace, the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, R&R Construction, and by Newport Propane. Now, here's Bob Angel.
You're just in time. Welcome to the James M. Williams Gymnasium at Middletown High School. The Islanders of Middletown have just taken the floor to go through the final pregame warm-ups, and Charaho is already out there doing theirs as well as we get ready to bring you the Open Tournament's Elite Eight, the Sweet 16 action here. Scott Barrett joins me, and we're sitting at our usual location here in Middletown, which is opposite the scorer's table on the court. Well, not on the court, but next to the court. And we're expecting to have quite a little game here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and these two programs are no strangers to one another. They're both D2 teams. They've already met this season, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, this is – here's the difference between the division tournament and the open tournament. There is no tomorrow. You lose here, the season's over, pack it up, it's all done, the winner goes on to the next round and Rhode Island College. So, I mean, this is it. I mean, you know, Middletown's coming off what was a tough loss on Sunday in the division tournament, and now they have to regroup rather quickly. I'd be interested in what Kevin Lundrum's practices were like this week. And this is it, you know, but they're at home. They've got a nice home crowd. They're the higher seed here, and we'll see how Middletown responds against what is a very, very good, probably underrated Charaho team.
Well, you know, they had quite a battle the first time around down at Charaho. Middletown pulled it out by 3 points, but, you know, with high school stuff, you just never know. Somebody was asking me, if Rogers had a chance against Hendricken in their next game. And I'm going, who knows?
Well, nobody expected Rogers to go to the Final Four of the state tournament last year. So, right, you never know. You never know what kind of day these high school kids are going to have. And it just depends on, you know, who gets hot. Different matchups, too. Rogers and Hendricken haven't played each other this season. That's a Division I team against a D2 team. So it's just how they match up. You know, and we'll see how these two teams here that's in front of us tonight, how they respond to the first game. What kind of changes are you going to make? What kind of adjustments are you going to make? You know, I'm sure both coaches have broken that tape down multiple times over the past few days to say, well, here's where we went wrong, up until Middletown was lucky to come out of that game with a victory. They were down almost the whole game. So let's see how both coaches adjust.
Well, let's talk about these Islanders, who are 21-4 under the direction of Kevin Lundrum in his 13th year, assisted by Raleigh Brennan in his 13th year. They've won 5 of their last 6 in the playoffs, in the quarters. They beat Rogers 59-44. In the semis, they beat Lincoln 62-61. In the final of Division II, they would lose to Johnston 59-52. They've got their stars. We've had them on all season long. Timmy Robinson, their leading scorer. He can take a game over at times. Ben Connerton can hit from inside and outside. He's a great defender. You've got R.J. Wiggins, who goes about 6'3". He's going to get you some rebounds, but he's got some moves on all the offense that could result in a few points as well. Roberto Figueres, the point guard, has come on like crazy during the course of the season, really turned a corner about midway through, and has become a very significant player, as has Pat Cranson, the sophomore, who can do point guard, who can do everything. He's got a nice three-point shot. He's very aggressive on defense, just needs to stay out of foul trouble. And there's a group of guys right there that will have a lot to say about the outcome of this game. Charaho Chargers are led by their head coach, Corey Downey, in his 12th year. This year, Charaho 14-4 in their division, 15-6 overall. Last year, they were seeded 13th in the open. They'd lose in the quarters. This year, they lost to St. Ray's in the division quarterfinal again. They lost in overtime, thank you very much. But they've won six of their last eight. A key injury for the Chargers, unfortunately, is freshman Dylan Dugas, a starter and a really good player, but he re-injured a torn ACL that he went through 2 years ago, and now he's re-injured it again just a few weeks ago in January 31 against Lincoln. Jeremiah Graham is a player, 6'3" senior, leading scorer, best defender, top player overall. As Kevin Lindrum said to me, we got to know where Jeremiah is.
Well, I'm watching him during warm-ups here, and yeah, I mean, he looks like he's going to be a problem tonight. He's going to get a lot of attention from the Middletown defense. It's going to be interesting to see who matches up on him and kind of how they attack him. Maybe they throw a couple guys at him. You know, maybe they try to just kind of zone him. I'm not sure. It'll be interesting to see what Kevin draws up for to stop him.
Also, you've got guys like Chris Nijeluk, a senior point guard who can also be a shooter when needed. Riley Reeds, another senior who's a scorer and a defender. Kyle McGovern, a senior, can get you some rebounds. Mason Kabita is the one true post player that the Chargers use for an inside game. Miles Price is a senior, described by his head coach as scrappy. Chris Kozlowski can come off the bench and shoot threes for you. And Owen Apiece is a junior and a backup guard. In their first meeting, Middletown won it 57-54. Charahoe was up 8 at the half. In the second half, 4 Charger turnovers led to 4 uncontested layups and some good defense against Graham, along with the absence of Dylan Dugas. And in that game, no Riley Reed either. Middletown was able to put it together late and pull off the victory, although they did not have Ben Connerton in that game. Timmy Robinson scored 16, R.J. Wiggins 14, and Kyle Brennan Simmons, KBS, had an 11-point game, which was probably his season high. So if Kevin Lendrum's squad can avoid foul trouble, can play a tough man-to-man, and get their transition game moving, they should be in good shape.
You know what? But this is why we play the games. You know, you get out there, you see who's having a good day, and again, I think it all comes down to matchups. I think it all comes down to matchups and adjustments from the first time. And, you know, and it can't be ignored that there's an emotional toll the Middletown is coming off of having lost in the division championship just four days ago. So here we go. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, you know, it's great that Middletown's at home and they have a nice crowd. It's starting to fill in here in the bleachers from the student section, so you'd much rather be at home than on the road.
I was told by a couple of sources that when they played down in Charahoe, it got a bit rowdy, and a few incidents weren't that nice, including Middletown having a flag they were waving, which eventually got attacked and didn't go over very well.
That's why we have Karen Massaro here to keep the peace tonight.
Oh, yeah, she's made that clear. But here in this bracket here where Middletown is, they are paired up in a bracket that has on the other side number 4 Barrington and number 13 North Smithfield. So the two winners, the Barrington North Smithfield winner and this game's winner, will then meet in the Elite Eight at Rhode Island College on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. If it turns out Middletown can get there, we'll be broadcasting that game live on our FM, just like we are with tonight's contest. So we'll see how that goes. In the meanwhile, just quickly giving the girls credit, Portsmouth and Rogers girls both won last night. They both go to their Elite Eight as well. The Portsmouth girls have to take on number 2 North Kingstown Saturday afternoon at 4 at Rhode Island College. The Rogers Vikings, who are seeded 12th, going to go up against number 4, Moses Brown, at 6 o'clock on Saturday at Rhode Island College. And we'll be there for both of those games and see what happens.
It's pretty amazing, though, when you think about it. 8 teams left in the state, and 2 of them are from Aquidneck Island. So, you know, we've got a lot to be proud about down here in this little corner of the state.
Our officiating crew is the trio of Sean Butler, Mike Gallagher, and John... John, what's his name? Oh, yeah, John Lunny, who's one of our favorites. He's a close personal friend of Mike Lunny, who happens to be the executive director of the Rhode Island Interscholastic League. But
I think John got the looks in the family.
I beg your pardon.
Sorry, Mike, if you're listening.
Oh, man. I didn't say that, Mike. That was Scott Barrett, just in case you need to have some kind of form of retaliation. All right, Middletown will be in the home white uniforms with the blue numbers, blue, dark blue trim, stripe across the shorts. And in the dark green will be the Chargers of Charahoe. Takes a while to get here from Charahoe.
Yeah. Keith Kimberlin from the Westerly Sun made the trip. I was talking to him a little bit before the game. He said it's a beautiful ride. He said he always likes coming up here to Aquidneck Island from down in Wood River Junction.
Yeah. I was talking to Ken Collins, who does the radio down in the Westerly area, and he does a lot of Charahoe games. But unfortunately, this gym is so small that there's no place for Ken to set up a broadcast to do here, because we kind of take up the only available spot. So Ken would be here doing that game for the Charahoe audience. So hopefully we can, our FM will stretch down that far.
Maybe when Middletown moves into a new school, they'll have a nice big press box, press area for multiple radio and print reporters.
That would be nice, but this is easily one of the smallest gyms in the state. The sidelines and the baselines have that perforated line that you have to be aware of and know how to use. Otherwise, you're going to be called for a turnover. So that adds to the home friendliness, if you will.
Yeah, I think a lot of visitors come in here and they get real confused real fast when on inbounds plays and where to stand.
And Mr. Barrett and I will be deciding about who's going to be the Middletown player of the game. And whatever choice we make in that regard, we'll give that young man a gift certificate from the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant in downtown Newport. Our producer-director once again is the amazing Maxwell Lawless. And we are getting close to the start of the game. We'll have an introduction of the starting lineups. Well, there'll be a national anthem. And then it's game time.
I'm looking over in Middletown, and they look pretty focused. And I know that they feel they have unfinished business, especially after that. It was a tough loss. It was a tough loss to Johnson. Yeah. They led almost the whole game. They kind of let it slip away late. But you know what? I think Kevin, if I know Kevin, I feel like I know him, he's got these guys ready. He's got these guys emotionally ready, and they're obviously a great team. Physically, they're a great team. So, this is step one. This is step one to get to the Elite Eight and then make another title run.
Kevin told me before the game here tonight, he said they had Monday off. But then when they went back to work on Tuesday, he said Tuesday was not a good day. The hangover was still there.
I mean, it's not surprising. I'm not surprised by that at all. But, you had a couple days to kind of hit the reset button and get yourself mentally prepared and to get back out there.
And the slogan, the theme for the Middletown Islanders is on the back of their T-shirts, no quit. So let's see if they can carry it through into the play on the floor. So it is not a packed house. It's a pretty good-sized audience, but there's room for many more on both sides of the court.
Sure. You want to get down here now?
All right. Here come the starting lineups.
The Charahoe coach has kind of got his guys huddled. Had the last word here. Last words of encouragement.
Head coach is Corey Downey, who's been a big help already, telling me about his team, about his guys. And just now, they're breaking up their huddle down over the baseline to get back to the bench area and set up for their starting lineup announcement. Again, we are seated across from the scorer's table. On the floor, in the middle of the two sets of bleachers. All right, let's try this again. First off the bench, probably number one. Here he is, Chris Nijelec. Next, number two, the man, Jeremiah Graham. Followed by number three, Riley Reed. Kyle McGovern is a starter, wearing number 10. And finally, Miles Price, number 22. So there's your Chargers starting five. Now the Islanders of Middletown. Roberto is first, the junior. Point guard. Patrick Cranson, the 5'10 sophomore. R.J. Wiggins, 6'3 junior. Here's Timmy Robinson, 6'2 senior. And to round it all out, Ben Connerton, 6'1 senior. There's your starting five for Middletown. And now we'll take a 60-second break, if you don't mind. When we come back, high school basketball live on FM 101.1 and WADK.com.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan. For 32 years, Corrigan Financial's been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help. Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial, 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
And we have the final seconds of the national anthem that's being sung by a group that I can't find and see. Where are they? Nice job, wherever they were.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, get ready, boys and girls. This could be interesting.
Well, it'll be, like I said, it'll be interesting to see what Middletown does against Jeremiah Graham. He'll take the center tap. He is he's very tall, he's very lean, looks very athletic, and I was watching him during pregame, and he can shoot the outside shot. So he's definitely going to garner the most attention of the Middletown defense.
Islanders head for the center court area. And is it going to be Timmy? Yep, Timmy Robinson's going to jump center with Graham. They're both about 6'3". And we are set for action at Middletown's James M. Williams Gymnasium. Mr. Lunny will do the honors of tossing the ball in the air, and it's batted around, and it will go out of play, and it will be a Charger ball. And right in front of us, putting the ball in play, will be Riley Reed.
Well, they will put Timmy Robinson on Mr. Graham.
Who drives right of the lane. Steps back in the right corner. Puts it in the hands of Kyle McGovern. Cross court, it goes to Nidrulik. And he'll stop and pop. It rolls around and drops in. Chris Nidrulik. Some pressure in the backcourt. Islanders get through it quickly. Ball's in the hand straight away in the middle from Connerton. Bounce pass goes astray. Turnover, Middletown. Chargers on the run. Long three. No. Long rebound. Goes right back to Nidrulik. Dishes it off. Middletown deflects it. Ball's on the floor. Diving for it. Here comes Middletown on the run. Bounce pass to Connerton, who is fouled from behind.
And that was a great heads-up play by Pat Cranston, who got on the floor, dove at the ball, and then the ball went right to Figueres, who picked it up and started the break.
Ben Connerton shoots a couple of free throws as a result. First one's on the way, and no good. Good-sized people shout. Try it again, Bob. Good-sized amount of people here from the Charahoe area. Second free throw is good. And it's 2-1. Graham brings it up court, across the timeline. Puts it in the hands of Riley Reed. Goes right of the lane, backs it off, looking for help. And still looking for help. Finally gets it in the hands of Nidrulik. Top of the key. Pulls up the dribble, goes to Graham, out high beyond the arc, goes to the foul line, in the lane, spins, shoots, no. Was deflected by one of the Islanders, and the ball goes out of play, and it will be Charger ball.
Great job on defense from Middletown there, forcing tough shots, really not giving up anything easy.
Ball comes in play, turnaround shot is short, taken by Kyle McGovern. Middletown with the rebound in the hands of Timmy Robinson. Goes in the corner. It's deflected and stolen by the Chargers. Another turnover. Down court in a hurry. Driving the baseline is McGovern. Gets it to Graham. Puts it up and in.
Yep. Charahoe's going to have a little bit of pressure here. Force the issue on Middletown.
Middletown gets through it. Connerton gives it up to Roberto Figueres. Goes right to the basket and lays it up and in.
My goodness, he is fast.
Great acceleration.
You cannot give him an inch. He will take it and he will go right to the basket.
Graham brings it up right to left as we look on opposite the scorer's table. Top of the key, left of the lane. Drives, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down in the hands of R.J. Wiggins. Gets it up court and hurry to Connerton. Going right to the basket. Dishes it back. Jumper by Wiggins. Good from the foul line.
Nice decision there by Ben Connerton. He started soaring to the basket. Three guys met him. He kicked it right out to Wiggins. Foul line jumper good.
Chris Nidrulik with the ball between the circles. Angles off to the left side. Guarded tightly by Cranston. Ball comes loose. Picked up by Figueres. Down court he goes. Lays it up and in.
It all started with Pat Cranston defense. Nice poke steal. Figueres again there to pick up the loose ball.
Back come the Chargers. Middletown now up 7-4. Graham with the ball. Gives it up. Puts it in the hands of Riley Reed. In the lane. Stops. Ball's taken away from behind by Reds. Pat Cranston.
There it is again.
He'll bring it up court. Angle to the right side. Bounce pass on the baseline to Timmy Robinson. Up and in.
Gorgeous bounce pass. Branson to a cutting Robinson for another layup.
Eight straight points for Middletown.
And most of them are in the paint and layups.
9-4 with the ball. McGovern gets it in the hands of Nidrulik. In the lane, traveled.
Now this crowd's coming alive for Middletown here.
Some pressure in the backcourt now by the Chargers on the inbounds pass. It gets in the hands of Figueres. Roberto. Not a lot of pressure, though. Token pressure at best. Roberto almost lost it and then did lose it. Nidrulik driving the length of the court. Puts it up and gets it to go and got fouled.
Not a great decision there from Wiggins. He chased him down and didn't really go after the block. Just got him kind of with a body. It looked like he was maybe trying to lay off there and couldn't do it.
Nijelik is going to get a free throw, but Kyle Brennan Simmons comes in. And sitting down is R.J. Wiggins. Senior point guard, Chris Nijelik hits.
I don't know if they changed the scoreboard there.
9-4? No, 9-5. Back comes Middletown.
There we go.
Ball comes out to Timmy Robinson. There's Robinson trying to go baseline. Shut off. Ball comes loose. And it's a turnover by Middletown. 9-7. Okay. Near steal by Cranston. Fighting for it. Ball's on the floor. Saved by the Chargers. Bounce pass on the baseline to Price. No good, but he gets fouled down low. And it's on Roberto Figueres. So to the line goes Miles Price. Looks pretty close to 6'2", does Mr. Price. First of two. Good. One more for the senior. Second one on the way. And good. And tied at 9. Ball in the hands of Pat Cranston at the mid-stripe area. Sets it up near the center circle. High post for Ben Connaughton. Dishes it off to Timmy Robinson between the circles. Guarded by Graham. Gives it to Figueres. Figueres at the top of the key. In the lane. Tries to dish it off. Has the ball deflected and he lost it. And it's a Middletown turnover.
That's three in a row for Middletown. Three turnovers in a row. Five for the game early here.
Back come the Chargers. Evened it up at 9 right now. Here's Graham. Stops. Passes in the lane. And a foul in the lane by Roberto Figueres. And that's number 2 on him. Coming in is Connor Lopez. And Roberto has to sit down. Connor will take over the point guard operation. Unless they let Cranston do it or Robinson. Chargers inbound pass. Bounced in the lane. Comes loose. Turned over. Connor Lopez with the steal. Up to Ben Connaughton. Corner is going to be Wiggins. Dishes it back. Cranston for a three. Nope. Fight for the rebound. Comes down to Price. Chargers look up court in a hurry. Nijelik with the ball. Looking around. Between the circles, gives it to Graham. Top of the key, beyond the arc, puts up a three. Yes!
That's a good-looking shot, straight from the top of the key.
And it's now a 12-9 Charger lead. With the ball is Cranston, gives it up left side, a three. Robinson, yes, Timmy!
Well, that's how you answer.
Well, 12. Here's Graham, crossover dribble, foul line, looking for help, gives it up for a traveling turnover, Chargers.
You got to put the ball down on the floor before you take a step.
Middletown will put it in play in front of their own bench, put it in the hands of Pat Cranston, who's taking over the point guard duties with Figueres on the bench. Lazy pass, comes loose. And it's going to be a foul on Pat Cranston.
Yeah, that was a lazy pass right there. Yep. I mean, he's got to pass with more purpose.
Charger ball right in front of the Middletown fans on this side of the court where we are. Nijelik guarded by Connor Lopez, gets it on the right wing to Graham. Looking at cutters. Goes out high. They work it left side. Down all alone on the baseline is going to be Mr. Graham. Got somebody up in the air.
Yeah, it was Timmy, I think.
Yep, Timmy Robinson went for the fake. And that is already the fifth foul on Middletown. And it puts Jeremiah Graham at the line for two. First one on the way and good. One more for Mr. Graham, leading scorer on this team. Second free throw on the way. Good. 14-12 Chargers. Less than 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Timmy Robinson brings it in. Gives it up here to Connor Lopez. Right of the lane, looking for help. Gets it to Cranston in the lane. Dishes it down the baseline to Wiggins. Puts it up and in. Nice feed from Pat Cranston, who's all over the court in this quarter. Tied at 14. Minute and a half to go. First quarter. Ball's loose. Saved by Price. Between the circles. Right side. McGovern driving. Had the ball deflected, and it goes off of him. Goes off of Kyle McGovern.
Well, I think where you're starting to see is some nerves here a little bit. You know, we got seven turnovers for Cherahoe, six for Middletown. So, I think the guys are getting a little bit nervous for, you know, first state tournament game. We'll see how it plays out. If this continues, it's not going to be good for either team.
Well, a Middletown fan almost got tossed out of the game. Almost. And there's a traveling call on Cranston. Another Middletown turnover. 1:11 remains in the opening quarter. It's been up and down. Chargers have it now. Across the timeline is Chris Nugelik. Challenge keeps it alive. Gives it over to Graham for a three. No, short. Rebound comes long to Timmy Robinson. Looking up court. Gets down the right side of the lane. Throws it up. No good. Rebound comes loose. Saved by Ben Connerton. On the baseline, it goes to Wiggins. Three on the wing is good. Timmy Robinson. 17-14 Middletown. 35 seconds left in the quarter. Chargers with the ball. Chris Kozlowski is in there now for the Chargers. Ball in the hands of Riley Reed. Gives it up to Graham on the wing, right side. Tries to work to the baseline. Puts it up on the run. Fouled by Timmy Robinson. And that's number two on Timmy.
Yeah, he's got to be careful. I mean, that's two fouls in the first quarter.
To the line. Jeremiah Graham gets a pair. 16 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. First of two. On the way, short. Mason Kabita comes in now for the Chargers.
Yep, Timmy's going to get a little bit of a rest here, but I think it's more about foul trouble and preserving him for later in the game.
One more free throw for Jeremiah Graham. On the way, and good.
We'll see how Middletown plays without Figueres and Timmy Robinson in the game. How can the reserves respond here?
Joel Sanchez is in there. Here's Connerton with the jumper from the foul line. No good. Rebound comes down to Riley Reed. Chargers on the run. Graham throws up a three and banks it home.
Well, he was very aware of the clock. Knew it was running down. Pulled up about maybe 3 feet inside the half court. Mark banked it home. Big shot to end the first quarter.
Jeremiah Graham ends up with, 11 points in the first quarter alone. It is 18-17 Cherahoe. We'll be back after this.
O'Brien's Pub, for good food, good friends, good times. Always the perfect place to find a menu accommodating all ages and appetites, plus never-ending fun. Sunday night bingo, trivia night Tuesdays, karaoke Wednesday nights, DJs Fridays and Saturdays. O'Brien's Pub, voted best neighborhood bar the past 2 years. 501 Thames, Newport. Check theobriensPub.net. Phone 849-6623. And on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Always easy parking.
And back with you at Middletown High School, Bob Angel with Scott Barrett. And a wild and woolly opening quarter finds Charahoe on top 18-17. And Middletown will put it in play right in front of Scott Barrett to start the second quarter. R.J. Wiggins does the honors. Throws it across court. Finds Joel Sanchez. Brings it up court. Dishes it off. And saved over there by Connor Lopez. Interesting five on the floor here. And a turnover by the Islanders. Joel Sanchez didn't pay attention to the pass and let it get away. Back come the Chargers. Graham down the lane, up in and around and out. How did that not go in? It'll be Charger ball over the baseline.
Well, let's see what Middletown does here. It looks like they're going to put R.J. Wiggins on Graham, which I think is a pretty good matchup, and R.J. can handle him.
Ball will be put in play eventually, maybe. I can't see anything. And it goes to Graham, and he puts it up and in.
Gorgeous move along the baseline. Little pump fake, got him to lean.
Pressure in the backcourt. Pat Cranston with the ball. Gets it across the timeline. Guarded by Reed. Bounce pass in the corner. Nothing for Connor. He gives it up to Pat Cranston. He'll reset at the center circle. Now in the hands of Ben Connergan, out beyond the arc. Dishes it back to Connor Lopez. To the foul line in the lane. Ball comes back to Cranston, dishes it off to R.J. Wiggins. His jumper from the lane is no good. Graham with the rebound. Looks up court, takes it down himself. Pass on the baseline is up and in, right to Kyle McGovern.
Yeah, he had a full head of steam, and as the Middletown defense collapsed, he was able to find a wide open McGovern underneath the basket.
And back come the Islanders. Working the ball around, a very tough defense, aggressive here by the Chargers. Here's Sanchez dishing it off, and we've got a foul on Charahoe as Joel was driving down the lane. And it looks like it's going to be on Mason Kubita.
Well, Timmy Robinson's going to come back in the game because Middletown needs offense right now. So, but I'm sure Kevin told him, listen, you have two fouls. Take it easy. Play smart.
Robinson gets it out deep to Pat Cranston near the center circle. Dishes it off to Timmy Robinson. Behind the back dribble goes to the basket. High off the backboard. Up and in.
That's what he gives you. That's what he gives you on offense. Instant offense. He took the ball right to the basket and got Middletown a much-needed 2 points there.
Graham with the ball now. Timmy on him. Stops. Three. Yes.
Man, he makes this game look easy sometimes. Wow.
25-19, Charahoe. Second quarter action. Timmy Robinson down the lane. Puts it up around, no good. There was contact window call. Timmy stole the ball away. Saves it for Middletown. Joel Sanchez at the foul line. Back to Cranston. Stop. Pop. Around. No good. Graham, another rebound. Up court in a hurry. Throws it away. Kyle McGovern sits down, back in. Miles Price for Charahoe.
One thing Middletown's going to have to do is stop this Charahoe transition game. They definitely like to get out and run, and that's how they're scoring their points right now.
In the corner, going baseline now is Timmy, but he got fouled on his trip down across near the baseline, and won't be a shooting foul. And looks like it might be another one on Mason Kubita. And it is his second. Timmy to put it in play over the baseline. Gets it into Connerton on the left side. Drives into the lane. Back it goes. RJ for a jumper. Back rim. Rebound comes down. Saved by Price of Charahoe. Up court comes Chris Nijelik, who's back in the game. Really good point guard. Stops at the foul line. Gets blocked from behind by Cranston. And it will be called a held ball and an alternate possession, which will go the Chargers' way.
Wow, that was a great play by him.
Nijelik to put it in play. looking, goes out deep, finds Graham, takes a three. Yes, again! Jeremiah Graham.
He is just in a rhythm right now. He's catching it, and he's shooting it right in stride. He's in an absolute rhythm.
Kyle Brennan-Simmons in there for Middletown right now. Connerdon with the ball around the arc. Tries to get it to Timmy Robinson and throws it away.
Yeah, he thought Timmy was going to cut to the basket. Timmy stopped.
Mason Kibita sits down for the Chargers. And in to help out now is Chris Kozlowski, a dangerous outside shooter. Graham, three. Yes, again. A deep three.
Man, that was just a heat check there. And he knocked it down. Charahoe fans going crazy.
At the other end, Wiggins doesn't shoot it. Gives it up to Cranston. Pat with the ball to Timmy Robinson. Guarded out deep by Graham. Timmy with the ball. Dishes it off. Connerton tries a three. No. Rebound, Graham. He's doing everything. Defense, rebounding, scoring. Drives left of the lane, dishes it off on the wing. Trimming, spinning, but not shooting was Riley Reed. Here's a three attempt, and it's good by Kozlowski. The Chargers are on fire. They lead 34-19. They have outscored Middletown in this quarter 16-3. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
Well, as we continue this second quarter action, the Chargers have sunk no less than four threes in this quarter alone, three of them by Jeremiah Graham.
They are 6-for-8 on three-point shooting in this opening half. A remarkable, remarkable percentage, and it's allowed them to kind of really take control of this game and put Middletown in a tough position. Middletown's going to have to make some adjustments here on the perimeter to stop this bleeding.
Halfway through the second quarter, Cranston at the point. High post to Connerton. Back to Cranston for a three. In, no good. And a steal by Timmy Robinson, who puts it up and in. Back the other way. The Chargers in a hurry. A drive by Graham. Stops at the foul line. Jumper is good. Jeremiah Graham in a world of his own right now.
Yeah, he's just feeling it.
Figueres back in the game. Gives it to Connerton. Looking around. Trying to go down low. Can't get it there. Gives it up instead to Cranston. Cross-quarter goes to Figueres. Goes driving. Dishes it off. Cranston from the wing. Short. Rebound. Kozlowski. Nijelik brings it up, left of the lane, throws it up, and no good. Rebound is battled for, and we will have a traveling call on the rebound by Miles Price. Pat Cranston's going to get a rest. Connor Lopez comes back in. Putting it in play, Roberto Figueres gets it in the hands of Connor Lopez, gets across the timeline. Gives it back to Figueres and almost in the backcourt. Roberto with the ball between the circles. Less than 3 minutes to go before halftime. Here's Connor Lopez trying to get in the lane. He stumbles and turns it over. Here's Price with the ball. Gives it up to Graham. He leads it up to Kozlitz. And here's a drive on the baseline. No good. Rebound is fought for and taken by Timmy Robinson. On the run. Bounce pass to R.J. Wiggins. Up and in.
Man, that was a much-needed basket for Middletown if they're going to want to get back in this game and make a dent in this by halftime.
36-23. Chargers. Joel Sanchez getting ready to come in for the Islanders. with the ball. Graham gives it up to Price. Top of the key. With the ball and a traveling call on Kyle McGovern. Kevin Lendrum barking out signs. Takes Roberto Figueres off the floor. Roberto has two personals. Pass comes into Connor Lopez. They put it in the hands of Pat Cranson, a sophomore who can take charge any old time. Looks for help, goes down low, and a little foul down there. That's going to be a hit on R.J. Wiggins. And I think it's on Riley Reed, and it is on Riley Reed. No shots here from Middletown. Just the fourth foul on Charahoe. Cranson puts it in play. Lopez tries a three. Kyle Lopez in the right corner. 36-26 at the other end. Fouls committed there by Pat Cranson on Lloyd Miles Price. It'll put Price on the line. For Pat Cranson, that's foul number two. Two on Figueres, two on Robinson, two on Cranson. And we're not at halftime yet. Free throw, Price, around and out. One more for the senior, Miles Price. On the way and around, and a lane violation against the Chargers. And Middletown ball. Pat Cranson will bring it up court. Instructions yelled out by Kevin Lendrum. Cranson near midcourt. Gets a screen. Goes top of the key. Goes down to the baseline. Timmy Robinson up and in.
That was a nice play. There was a switch on defense. Timmy Robinson rolled right to the basket.
Up court come the Chargers. It's Connor Lopez on Chris Nijelik in the lane. He almost lost it. He gets the pass off. Gets in the hands of Graham. Beyond the arc. Throws up a three. Not this time. And with the rebound is Price. That's no good. And with the rebound is Timmy Robinson. He's on the run. He's challenged. He's over midcourt. Gives it back to Pat Cranson. Less than a minute to go. Timmy three. No. Long rebound taken by Miles Price. Back come the Chargers in a hurry. Graham trying to go down the lane. And reaching in was Connor Lopez. Oh, not on Connor. Who's it going to be on? Number three. Uh-oh, that's Timmy Robinson.
I don't think they got that number right. I also thought it was on Mr. Connor Lopez. I thought he reached in there.
Ben Connerton comes in. Timmy will have to sit down with three personals. Back for the Chargers is Chris Kozlowski. At the line is Jeremiah Graham. This should be 1-1. And it is good. There'll be another. One more here for the 6'3 senior, Jeremiah Graham. On the way, around, no good. Rebound, R.J. Wiggins. Middletown the other way. Connerton with it. Finds R.J. Wiggins for a layup on the left side. 37-30. Chargers with the ball. 30 seconds to go. From the wing, a three is no good. And we'll have a Charger foul called. And it's going to be on. We haven't put the number. It might be Price. And it is on Miles Price, his first.
Middletown can run this all the way down. 26.5 seconds to go. Let's see if they hold for the last shot.
And Roberto Figueres comes in with his two fouls. Connor Lopez sits down. And Pat Cranson takes over at the point. 20 seconds left in the half. Middletown trailing 37-30. Franson near the center court circle. Guarded by Kozlowski. Pat waiting. Now 6 seconds to go. Right of the lane. Drives. Had the ball knocked away. Saved by Figueres. The shot's no good. And the end of the half. Well, how about these Charahoe Chargers? In the early stages of this second quarter, they completed a run that started in the first quarter and was 20 points, 20-2. Take that back. No, I was right. 20-2 was a total stretch there the Chargers put together to build a 34-19. And we'll take a break and come back at Middletown High.
Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, lets you shop conveniently from your mobile device with their groceries to-go service. Choose either pickup or home delivery. Clements now delivers to Newport to go along with their service to Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton, and Bristol. To shop today, simply visit clementsmarket.com. Clements, a neighborhood store in the very best sense of the word. An integral part of the Portsmouth community, supplying wholesome, fresh, and traditional foods to Aquidneck Island and beyond.
If you live or run a business in Rhode Island, odds are your electric bill is increasing. Luckily, A1 Roofing's here to help. Call 265-1019 today for a free solar consultation to learn how A1 can lower or eliminate your electric bill. Don't have a generator and want to keep power in a storm? Ask A1 about battery storage. Interested in getting an electric vehicle down the road? Ask A1 about installing a charging station at your home or business. A1 Roofing is here to help you go green in partnership with the master electricians at Beacon Solar.
Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustavwhite.com.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
And back with you at the James M. Williams Gymnasium at Middletown High School. Things are not going that well for the Islanders. They trail 37-30 at halftime. Individual scoring breakdown for Middletown. 14 points for Timmy Robinson, who has 3 personal fouls. 8 points for R.J. Wiggins. 4 for Roberto Figueres. 3 for Connor Lopez and a free throw for Ben Connerton. For the Chargers, it's a one-man gang. Jeremiah Graham, in one half of play, has scored 25 points.
Yeah, he's been unstoppable. I mean, he's doing it from everywhere. He's doing it from down in the paint. He's hitting mid-range jumpers, and he's certainly made his presence felt beyond the arc, as did the whole Charahoe team. You know, when you look at some of these numbers, Charahoe made 6 baskets from two-point range, 6 baskets from three-point range. They are 12 for 22, shooting 55% from the floor, 37 points over the first 16 minutes. That's a pretty poor defensive effort if you're Middletown. But then when you look at them offensively, Middletown is really, you know, they're shooting the ball well. They're shooting 52% from the floor, 13 for 25, but 10 of their baskets have come from two-point range. They've only hit 3 three-pointers. Turnovers pretty even, 11 for Charahoe, 10 for Middletown. And probably, you know, we were talking about it during the break, maybe one of the biggest discrepancies that we're seeing right now is in free throw shooting. Charahoe is 7 for 11 from the line. Middletown just 1 of 2. and Cheroe taking 11 shots. They're putting key Middletown players in some foul trouble, and we'll see how the second half plays out and how aggressive Middletown can be on defense in the second half.
Have you been able to keep up with the rebounds or no?
There haven't been many because both teams are shooting so well. But Timmy Robinson has been the man. 5 rebounds for him, just 1 for R.J. Wiggins, 1 for Ben Connerton. Timmy's just really controlling the boards out there, doing absolutely everything he can to extend his career here at Middletown.
I should have been trying to keep up with Jeremiah Graham with his rebounding, because he's got at least 5 or 6.
Yeah, I mean, he's been all over the place. He's really been the best player on the floor tonight.
Well, whatever Kevin Lendrum had in mind, he has finished his talk with his players, and he will let them come out and shoot.
Well,
hello there, young man. You're going to talk to me on the radio? Yes. I can't hear you. You know what? Let's take a break. Max, give me a couple of more commercials. Take it through Corrigan, and we'll be back with more. Hold on.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797. Or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters, their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley, so come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan, but perhaps it's one of life's big decisions that you've been putting off. Are you soon to be concerned with paying for a college education? Are you approaching that time when you need to provide help for aging parents? And what about you and your eventual retirement? For decision-making processes like these, that's where Corrigan Financial comes in. Every new client starts with a comprehensive financial plan prepared by certified financial planners and CPAs. Clients work with their own team of credentialed planners, investment professionals, and support staff to help make informed decisions and move in the right direction financially. It's a planning process that is ongoing with updates at least annually. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, everything begins with a plan tailored specifically for you. Welcome to the world of Corrigan Financial. Proud of their 32 years of helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
All right, back with you at Middletown High School. We're at halftime, and it is 37-29 in favor of Cheroe. And what are you going to do about Jeremiah Graham?
Find a way to guard him. Come up with some kind of plan to guard him. And you know, it's going to be tougher and tougher as Middletown grows deeper in foul trouble. Who are you going to throw at him? I mean, you know, Timmy's already got 3 fouls. He's guarded him most of the game. When Timmy sat down, it was R.J. Wiggins for a little bit. But, you know, nobody's really been able to stop him. He's got 25 of their 37 points in the opening 16 minutes. So, you know what? Kevin wasn't in the locker room for very long. He didn't have a very long discussion. So I hope he came up with some kind of a defensive plan to get Middletown back on track.
The winner of this game will get the winner of Barrington North Smithfield. That's a 4-13 matchup. So Middletown's got their work cut out for them because so far they do not have a solution to controlling Jeremiah Graham.
Well, you know what? I mean, if there's one positive that Middletown can take is that they outscored Charahoe 10-3 going into the half. It was a 34-19 game with, I think, about 4 minutes to go. Kevin called a full timeout. They outscored him 10-3 down the stretch there. Keep that up. That's what you need to keep doing to chip away. It's not going to happen in one shot. There are no 10-point shots in basketball. You got to chip away. You have plenty of time.
It'll be Middletown's ball to open up the second half. They'll put the ball in play right in front of Scott Barrett. Middletown in the home whites. Charahoe in the road greens, the dark green. And Pat Cranston's going to be out there with Roberto Figueres and Timmy Robinson, R.J. Wiggins, also Ben Connerton. Three personals on Timmy, two personals each on Figueres and Cranston. The only one in foul trouble is guy off the bench for the Chargers, and that's Mason Capita. He has two personals.
They're waiting for something. Did Kevin Lindrum just disappear into the... Oh, there he is.
Yeah, getting a towel to some moisture is on the floor, and they're going to kind of wipe that up to protect anything that goes on over in that section of the gym. And it looks like Sean Butler is the designated official.
Yeah, how did the referee pull that job?
To wipe things up. So John Lunney and Mr. Gallagher over here are standing and watching.
Oh, looks like maybe someone spilled some water because Mr. Riley Brennan, the assistant coach from Middletown, just came out with a handful of paper towels to mop up whatever was spilled on the floor. But now we're ready.
Okay, points to John Lunney and say, all right, let's play now. My wiping is done. Into it comes to Roberto Figueres. Middletown will go right to left as we watch from opposite the scorer's table. Figueres between the circles. Gives it up to Timmy Robinson. Timmy going left of the lane. Drives, puts it up and in. Basic all the way.
Yep, he just right from the top of the key found a crease and went there and nobody challenged him.
Let's see if the Islanders can find some defense here. Here's Graham with it on the right elbow. Goes out high to Price. Tightly guarded, works it around. Gives it up to Nijulik. Guarded tightly by Cranston. Ball in the hands of Riley Reed right now. Goes on the left side to Graham. Driving in the lane. Throws it back to Connerton. Down the floor he goes. And he now waits for company. Here's R.J. Wiggins. Gives it back to Cranston. Flips it over to Figueres. Right of the lane. Drives. Tries to put it up and... A foul is called on Charahoe. And this will be on Riley Reed. And that'll be his second. Oh, they're going to give him shots.
Yeah, I thought he was in the motion of shooting there. I think that's the right call.
Roberto in the motion of shooting, standing at the foul line to shoot a pair. First one from the junior is no good. Can't afford to be missing free throws.
I think we saw that in the Johnston game. I think that's kind of what got Middletown in trouble in that second half there.
One more for Roberto. Good. 37-32. Graham's going to bring it up court right in front of his bench. Left side to the middle. Top of the key. Double team. Taken away by Timmy. Throws it up court. Taken back by Charahoe. Riley Reed, guarded by Figueres, gets it up to Graham. Graham, top of the key, left of the lane, gives it up to Nijulik, driving, dishing. Price shoots and hits. Nice patience.
Yep, that was a good dish there.
Near steal by the Chargers, comes down to Timmy, and we have a whistle blown, and it's going to be a timeout. Nope, it's a foul. Sorry.
Yep, they're going to call that on Riley Reed. They're going to call a blocking foul there.
That's his third. Pass comes down on the baseline to Timmy. Puts a reverse layup up, no good. Rebound Reed. Here come the Chargers. Graham, left of the lane, has it blocked from behind by Timmy Robinson, and it goes off of one of the Chargers. Middletown ball. Early third quarter, the Islanders have come out aggressively. Ball in the hands of Pat Cranson, acting as the point guard as he crosses the center circle. Angles off toward the right. Gives it down on the right corner to R.J. Wiggins. Baseline to Timmy. Got it tightly by Reed. Gives it back to Ben Connerton. Looking around for some help. Gives it up to R.J. Bounce pass. Finds Timmy Robinson. Back across. It goes to Figueres beyond the arc. Left of the lane. Dishes it on the wing. A three is good! Ben Connerton!
And a nice drive there by Figueres. Got right into the paint. Kicked it out.
Lead is down to four. Steal! Cranson to the court, to the basket, and timeout, Carahoe. Pat Cranson brings the Islanders to within two, 39-37. Full timeout taken here by Carahoe. We'll take a 30-second break right now.
O'Brien's Pub, for good food, good friends, good times. Always the perfect place to find a menu accommodating all ages and appetites, plus never-ending fun. Sunday night bingo, trivia night Tuesdays, karaoke Wednesday nights, DJs Fridays and Saturdays. O'Brien's Pub, voted best neighborhood bar the past 2 years. 501 Thames, Newport. Check theobriensPub.net. Phone 849-6623. And on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Always easy parking.
Back with you, Bob, and still along with Scott Barrett, producer-director today, Max Lawless.
Nice. That's how you start a half right there, especially if you're down. You know, I don't think Middletown went into the half feeling too good about themselves, but whatever Kevin Lundrum said obviously stuck with these players because they've crawled themselves right back in this game.
Chargers lead by two, 39-37. A lot of time left in the game. We're early or almost midway third quarter. Graham with the ball. Gives it up to Nijelik. Almost lost it. Cranson guarding him. Nijelik is going to be traveling and a turnover. Middletown's defensive pressure is relentless.
That's four turnovers for Carahoe in this second half alone.
Cranson brings it up. Comes left side to Timmy Robinson. Robinson goes to the foul line, down the lane, throws it up and gets fouled. And this is probably going to be on Riley Reed. And if it is, it's his fourth personal foul. At the line, Timmy Robinson's going to shoot a pair. It was on Reed. First free throw is good.
Middletown's already taken more free throws in this half than they did during the entire first half.
One more for Timmy. If he sinks it, we're tied. On the way, good. 39-39. Back come the Chargers. Here's Graham, left of the lane, throws it up on the run, too short. Rebound comes down to R.J. Wiggins. And I think they just called Timmy Robinson on his fourth personal foul.
Yeah, and it wasn't really even on the shot. It was more on the rebound because Carahoe's going to take it out of bounds.
Middletown fans are not happy. But Timmy Robinson is now playing with four personals. Just under 5 minutes left, third quarter. Kyle, Brennan, Simmons, KBS, they have to take Timmy out of the game. Somebody else is going to have to step up.
Yep, let's see who's going to step up offensively for Middletown here.
Kozlowski in there for Chargers. Looking for help. Goes on the baseline. Gets it to McGovern. Out to Graham. Graham against RJ. Looking for help. Keeps his dribble alive on the right elbow. And 5 second violation called on Graham.
Yeah, that's a nice defense. RJ stayed right up in his face the whole time.
Pat Cranston will bring it up court. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. With the ball, Roberto Figueres. Near the center circle, straight away. Left of the lane, dashes, jumped it down to the baseline to RJ. RJ with the ball, gives it up on the foul line for KBS. No. Price with the rebound. Chargers. Graham on the run. Dishes it off. Kozlowski doesn't take the three. Price travels, making his move. Turnover, Charahoe.
I think that's the third or fourth time this game that a Charahoe player has taken a step before putting the ball on the deck.
Ben Connerdon will put it in play, get it in the hands of Pat Cranston, and a foul is called on Miles Price trying to make a steal.
Yeah, that was not a smart play by Price. You do not want to foul a player 94 feet away from the basket.
Cranston will bring it up. Price is waiting for him at the center stripe. And Pat goes off to the right side, goes right toward the basket. Stop, pop, and hit! Little Towns in front, 41-39. Graham to the lane, drives, puts it up, and gets fouled, probably by KBS.
They're going to call that on RJ.
They called it on RJ. Oh, my gosh. That's his second personal foul. Graham at the line, a good free throw shooter. 4 of 6 at the line in this one. Gets 2 right here. First one is good. That slows down the Islanders a little bit there. Middletown had started this quarter with a 12-2 run. One more for Jeremiah Graham. And around and no good. Rebound RJ Wiggins. Gets it to Figueres. Cross court it goes to Pat Cranston. No, it's Connerton. Driving down and throwing it away.
Yeah, he tried a no-look pass. He probably should have looked.
41-40 Middletown. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Graham with the ball. Driving left of the lane. Thinking about a three, but drives. Goes across court with the pass. Is McGovern. Pass on the baseline to Price. And a travel again. Miles Price. Price will sit down. In comes Mason Kavita. Pressure in the backcourt here by the Chargers. Comes into play to Pat Cranston. Cranston will bring it up court. By the center circle. Angles off to the right. Cross the drive. Got shut off. Threw it away. Bad move there by Cranston. At the other end. Shot is no good. Back rim. Rebound for Garris. Up court to Pat Cranston. And we'll have a blocking foul called on Kozlowski.
You know, Middletown is making some peculiar choices on offense. If I'm them, I want to take as much time off the clock with Timmy Robinson out of the game, work it around, get a good shot. They've turned the ball over on 2 of their last 3 possessions. They really need to work this clock so Timmy can get back in this game and make an impact.
Sam Califf in the lineup for Middletown. Simmons sits down. Here's RJ. Backing it off, giving it into Cranston. Goes right toward the basket. Throws it up and in. Pat Cranston. 43-40 Middletown. Here's Graham. Driving down the lane. Puts it up. It's blocked by Califf. Here comes Connerton on the run. They give it in the corner for a three. No good. Graham with the rebound. Brings it up court at the top of the key, slows it down, backs it up, sets the offense, puts it in the hands of Chris Nijelik. Here's Camino driving and throws it off the foot of RJ Wiggins. Almost a turnover there by Mason Kavita.
You know, Wiggins has really done a nice job on Graham in this second half with Timmy out of the game, and they're getting help defense. So if he gets a little bit of step on Wiggins, someone's in there to step in.
Nisulik gets it in. They'll work it around the perimeter. In the corner, it's Nisulik. Baseline. Puts it up, and it goes off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebounds on the floor. Off of the Islanders. Sam Califf in the middle of that battle down low. Chargers to put it in play. Bounce pass gets to Graham. Left of the basket. Doesn't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. And let's see what the call is now. Sean Butler is explaining something. Might have been an inadvertent whistle.
I think that's what he's saying. I think the Chariho coach wants a foul on R.J. Wiggins after Graham went up for the basket. It was almost a take back there from the referee.
Kevin Lendrum just wants to know what's going on. And Sean Butler is probably explaining, I blew the whistle by accident. So it will be Charger ball putting in play on the baseline once they finish explaining things to Kevin. And Timmy Robinson is getting ready to come in the game with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, wearing four personals. Maybe he was just eavesdropping.
Yeah, maybe. You know, he's champing at the bit over there to get back in here, but they need him in the fourth quarter. They really do.
All right, Charger ball. In play it goes, deflected by the Islanders, saved by one of the Chargers, and they throw it away. Another turnover for the Chargers.
They're seventh. They have seven turnovers in 6 minutes.
Pat Cranston brings it up. Gives it up to Figueres, top of the key. Now to Connerton. Looks for help, throws up a jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Mason Kubica. Here come the Chargers. Give it up on the wing, a three. Kozlowski is deflected. Connerton fires it up court, throws it away. Kozlowski with the steal. Three attempt Chargers, no good. Down low, rebound Figueres. Well, I think hurt himself, but he gets up. Here's Cranston on the run. Fakes the pass. Makes the shot.
And that is a good-looking play by Pat Cranston. Faked the pass. Defender went with the ball. And he went up and had an open look. Had a short jumper and knocked it down.
I thought we had a timeout call, but apparently not.
It's getting rowdy in here.
45-40 Middletown. A minute 19 to go in the third quarter. Bringing the ball up court is Jeremiah Graham, who's had a very quiet second half. Kozlowski with the ball, gives it up, puts it in the hands of McGovern. They bring it back on the wing. Shot from there is short. Rebound, Connerton. And he's fouled in the backcourt by Chris Nisulik.
You know, Connerton has done a great job on the boards with Timmy out of the game. He has four for the game. But I think three of those have come in this third quarter.
Roberto Figueres will bring it up court. Less than a minute to go in this third quarter. Middletown's got a five-point lead. And the ball. Figueres going to the hoop, puts it up. It's hit from behind to prevent it from going in. But a foul called on Chariho. And that is going to be on, I believe, Kyle McGovern. And if it is, it would be his first. And it is. At the line, Roberto Figueres, two free throws, could use them both. The junior, first one, yes. Returning is Miles Price for the Chargers. Sitting down is Kyle McGovern. And one more here for Roberto Figueres. It's on the way, and it's good. 47-40. 3 points in this quarter for Chariho. Graham with the ball at the foul line. Spins around, shoots, and misses. Fight for the rebound. Chargers throw it away. Another turnover. 35 seconds to go. Pass comes into Figueres. And a whistle blows. And One of the officials wants somebody thrown out, and it's one of the Charaho fans. He's called Karen Massaro out, the athletic director. And Sean Butler is throwing out a fan in the Charaho section right next to their bench.
Well, these are the times when you got to get control of the crowd before it gets out of control.
Can't tell if it's a student or an adult.
Kevin Lundrum took him just a minute to just huddle with his guys, give them some quick instruction before the players
and
come back
out. And it is a student. And he's pointing at the official as he is leaving the gymnasium. .7 seconds left. Pass comes in to Roberto Figueres, now to Cranston. They can't take the last shot if they want to stall. Cranston, top of the key, in the lane, puts it up.
Just a great stutter step move against the smaller defender. Went right to the basket.
Graham with the ball. Looking for the last shot. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Guarded by RJ. Drives down the lane. Pass goes off on the baseline. Shot is short. Rebound. 4-4. Taken down. Roberto Figueres throws and misses a desperation three. But what a third quarter for the Middletown Islanders. They outscore the Chargers 20-3 in the third quarter. We will take a 30-second timeout and be right back.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
Welcome back to the James M. Williams Gymnasium at Middletown High School. At the half, it was 37-29, Charaho. Going into the fourth quarter, it's 49-40, Middletown.
And what's the most impressive part about this is they did most of that damage with Timmy Robinson on the bench with four fouls. So, I mean, kudos to all the guys who came in and stepped up to give Middletown a fairly good lead with 8 minutes to go, and maybe you see Timmy sooner than later.
How about Pat Cranston?
Pat Cranston was unbelievable on offense, and R.J. Wiggins has done a phenomenal job on Jeremiah Graham, who couldn't be stopped in the first half.
Chargers have the ball to open up the fourth quarter, and with the ball is Owen Apisi. He gives it up. Down court, the ball comes loose. Middletown turns it over, and it's back to the Chargers. Apisi gives it up to Graham. Goes to the middle. Almost lost it. Did lose it. Steal. Cranston. Down he goes. He misses the layup. Graham with the rebound. Gets up court in a hurry. Passes it off on the wing. Down low. Missed layup. Ball on the floor. Price comes up with it for Charaho. Looking for help. Gets it in the middle to Graham. Graham's triple team. Turns around. Sets things up, slows it down, calms it down. Graham, left of the lane, dishes it off, and another travel by the Chargers.
Yeah, momentum's just definitely on Middletown's side right now. You know, Graham has been shut down this whole half, and no one else seems to want to take the ball for Charaho.
Apisi sits down, and coming back in is the point guard, Chris Nijolik, with the ball. Figueres from Middletown gives it up to Caleb, dishes it back. Three, Cranston, yes! Pat Cranston! 52-40 Middletown at the other end. Chargers, a three from Kozlowski. Good! He's a shooter.
That is just their second made basket this half. And boy, was that one needed for Charaho.
Figueres dishes it off. RJ goes baseline, puts it up, and puts it in! What a move! RJ Wiggins A steal by Middletown at the other end. Another Charger turnover. Vigueras looking around, top of the key, left of the lane, and almost threw it away, saved by Cranson. And we're going to have a timeout call by Kevin Lendrum. 30-second timeout. Man, oh, man. A quick note here from our friends at Clements. We'll be right back.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Flower Cart is a full-service floral shop that makes your floral vision come to life. In addition to custom offerings for landmark events, Clements carries fresh-cut flowers, blooming plants, and more. They custom-make fruit or gourmet gift baskets. And don't miss Clements' extensive line of Asher's Gourmet Chocolates, Papyrus Greeting Cards, and the Yankee Candle Collection. Your neighborhood store and so much more. Clements Marketplace.
Back with you at Middletown High School. The Islanders are leading 54-43 with an amazing comeback in the third quarter.
And still no sign of Timmy Robinson. He's still on the bench. So every minute that goes by for Middletown is another minute that you're saving Timmy Robinson, you know, with his four fouls.
Pass across court, finds Connerton. They work it the other way. Cranson, three. No, not this time. Ball's batted around. Finally saved over there by Miles Price. Up Charahoe. Graham will bring it up. Top of the key, right of the lane, driving down, putting it around, no good. Ball's on the floor, kicked around, put up by Price, no good. Rebound to Figueres, up court in a hurry. Layup, Cranson. Nice play by Roberto Figueres to get that ball up court. Back comes Charahoe. It's from behind, the ball was knocked loose by Patrick Cranson, but he was called for the foul, and that's his third. Back comes Kozlowski for Charahoe, and KBS from Middletown coming in and giving Sam Caleb a break. These guys are getting in because Timmy Robinson's not. Putting it in play will be Riley Reed. Reed playing with four personals. There's Nijelik giving it back to Reed out beyond the arc. Picked up right there. They go out high. Graham wants to drive. Shut off. Backs off. Throws a three. Rebound. Comes down. It's on the floor. Nijelik throws it up. That's no good. Figueres grabs the rebound. Looking up court. He had a man but didn't see him. So they'll set it up with Cranson at the point. Right of the center circle, high post to KBS, back to Cranson, driving, block, ball's on the floor, taken by Graham. Graham looks up court, takes it himself, in the lane, dishes it on the wing, three from there, no good, rebound, KBS. Gets it into the hands of Connerton, behind the back pass, and a charging foul on Ben Connerton. Got a little fancy, trying to make a behind-the-back pass.
Well, we got a Charahoe player down at this end of the floor.
And that is Riley Reed. Gets up on his own. Now is bent over at the waist. And we need some more wiping up of moisture over here after Connerton went down on the floor. And they're taking their time checking out Riley Reed, who's playing with four personal fouls and will walk his way back to the bench. So McGovern comes back in, working with Graham in the backcourt. Jeremiah Graham, who had 25 points in the first half, has one in the second half.
He's just not shooting with the same confidence, and Middletown is doing a good job of not letting him get to the basket as easily as they had in the first half.
Graham has the ball, wants to drive, shut off, keeps the dribble alive, drives down, pass low, reverse layup, up and in, Miles Price. 56-45, 4:35 to go, and a full timeout has been called by somebody.
It was Charahoe. They want to regroup. They want to try to get back in this game here.
So we'll take a 30-second break and be right back.
A1 Roofing knows your new roof is more than just shingles. Let A1's designers show you the personalized options for your home. As Rhode Island's premier roofing company, A1 knows there's more to keeping the weather out and letting the sunshine in. Phone 265-1019 or go to a1roofingcompany.com. There's a reason people choose A1.
And back with you, Bob Angel, along with Scott Barrett, producer director Max Lawless. And we are in the fourth quarter with Middletown leading 56-45. First time these two met, Charahoe led by 8 at the half. Middletown's pretty much duplicated what they did before, only right. Even more so.
Yeah, they've been in this position before, so this pressure. Is nothing new for Middletown.
Pressure in the backcourt. Pass comes in to Timmy Robinson, yep. Who's in there for the rest of the game with hopefully not fouling out. 4.5 minutes remain. Pass finds Roberto Figueres on the left wing. Back out deep to Timmy Robinson. Timmy guarded tightly, loses his balance, gets it to Connerton. Easy layup, R.J. Wiggins!
Boy, you know, that sometimes the ball just bounces your way.
At the other end, a missed layup. Rebound, Timmy Robinson. One and done for the Chargers. 4 minutes remaining in the game. 58-45. Here's R.J. Wiggins trying to make a move. Lost control of the ball, got it back, gives it to Connerton, out deep to Timmy Robinson, who's going to slow it down. Figueres with the ball now, double team, gives it up to Connerton, fakes the three, bounce pass down to Wiggins, puts it up and in!
I like what Middletown's doing. They are being very patient on offense, taking time off the clock and eventually getting good shots and hitting them.
Graham at the other end, three-point territory. Stops, steps back, shoots, and misses. Rebound down low for Price, and a foul down low in the rebounding by Middletown. It's on Timmy Robinson. And by my count, that is personal foul number 5, and Timmy has to go to the locker room. He wanted to go to the locker room, but Kevin Lendrum would not let him go. He said, sit down and stay with the team.
Well, nope. It's up to his teammates now to make sure he gets another game to play.
Pass comes in. KBS is in there. Kyle Brennan-Simmons made some contact and just fouled one of the Chargers. And that could be the 7th on Middletown. No, I'm sorry. It would be the 6th on Middletown. So from now on, both teams will be in the bonus. KBS with his first personal. Here's Graham, wants to go baseline, drive, throws it up, and it is around and in. And a whistle blows, and the pointing going over to the Charger bench. Mike Gallagher pointing to the Charger bench for some reason, but everything stays as it is. Wiggins will put it in play. Pressure will be applied in the backcourt.
Yeah, you'll see some full court pressure for the rest of the game for Charahoe. They're down 13 points with 3 minutes to go. They need to create some steals here.
Something being checked on over by the scorer's table. Thus, the horn sounded. All right, 3:13 to go. Pressure in the backcourt by the Chargers. Pass comes in to Cranston. Back to RJ. Gets it up to Figueres. Goes across the timeline. Gets it to Cranston. In the corner, it's Wiggins. Loses his dribble, regains it, gets it to Connerton on the wing for a three off the mark. Rebounds. Kyle Brennan-Simmons almost stole it. Here comes Miles Price. Less than 3 minutes to go. A drive by Riley. Throws it up, around and in. Riley Reed. 60-49. Pressure in the backcourt. Figueres gets through. Dishes off in the corner. Wiggins wants to go baseline, drives and lays it in! R.J. Wiggins! 62-49, three, Graham, no. High rebound, taken down by Figueres. And then he loses his dribble as he turns it over with 2:18 to go. Chargers with the ball down 13. Putting it in play is Chris Nijeluk. Gets it down on the baseline. Right there is Reed. Turns, fakes. Almost lost it. Regains the dribble. Graham in the corner, right side. Guarded by R.J. Wiggins. Graham, crossover dribble. Throws it in the corner. Baseline drive. Put up, around, and in by Kyle McGovern. And timeout called by Charahoe. It's 62-51, 2:01 remaining. Let's take a 30-second break while we have a chance right here.
Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustofwhite.com.
Islanders will put it in play with the pressure being applied full court by the Chargers. Connerton with the ball. Gets it in to Roberto Figueres. Roberto with the dribble. Gives it back to Connerton. Connerton with the ball. Double team. Gets it to Roberto. Double team. Heads for the center circle. Avoids the steal with a behind-the-back dribble. Now it's Cranston with the ball. Double team. Gives it up to R.J. Wiggins. Goes baseline. KP! Brennan Simmons, 64-51. Graham at the other end gives it up. Grigulik doesn't take a three. Stops at the lane. Gives it back. Riley Reed with it. Almost had it stolen. Looking for help. Reed gives it to Graham. Graham over the circle. Throws a three that's blocked. R.J. Simmons takes it in. R.J. hits it. And is home. R.J. Wiggins.
And that play was RJ from the get-go. He blocked Graham at one end, took it all the way to the basket. Graham followed him, and RJ, great job with his left hand, finishing at the basket through contact.
Riley Reed commits his fifth personal foul, and he is done for the day or the night. 1:15 to go. Middletown's up 66-51. At the line will be R.J. Wiggins to try to make it a three-point play. Also sitting down now is Chris Nijeluk for the Chargers. What a second half for the Middletown Islanders. Trailing at the break by eight. That's what happened in the other game. What? They were down by eight. Got some confusion here.
Well, I think what they're trying to say is that was his fifth foul, and teams are allowed to convene after a fifth foul.
And some more wiping up needs to be done. And Sean Butler draws the assignment yet again.
Well, he's really good at it. He's getting a lot of practice tonight.
So 1:15 remains. Middletown leads 66-51. The combination of Pat Cranston and R.J. Wiggins has more than made up for the absence of Timmy Robinson, who is fouled out.
Yeah, and he wasn't on the court a lot in the second half. I mean, you know, R.J. and Pat Cranston have elevated their game tonight to lift Middletown to what looks to be a sure victory at this point.
At the line, R.J. Wiggins, waiting to shoot a free throw. 6'3", junior, gets himself set. And it is on the way. No good. Graham with a rebound. Back come the Chargers, running out of time. In the corner, it is 0-1 apiece. Gives it up to Graham. at the foul line. Stops, goes back out to a piece, throws up a three, no good. Rebound, 4-4, comes down to Figueres, gets it up court to KBS, down to R.J. Wiggins, and another basket. 68-51, 45 seconds to go. There's a near steal by Middletown. Ball's on the floor, fought for, and it'll be a foul on somebody.
I think it's going to be on Figueres.
And it will be on Roberto. That's his third. Stops the clock. It'll put Riley Reed on the line, so he is not fouled out, apparently. Coming in the game, Miles Price and also Sean Westnage for the Chargers at the line. Riley Reed. It's a one-and-one situation. It's on the way and no good. Rebound down to Miles Price. Blocked from behind. Ball's on the floor. And a foul is called. It's going to send Kyle Brennan-Simmons to the line. And the foul will be on the Chargers, and it is on Miles Price, his third.
Well, I think Charaho is waving the white towel. They took Jeremiah Graham out of the game. He's taking a seat.
Kyle Brennan-Simmons goes to the line to shoot 1-1. Doesn't usually get a lot of minutes, but when he's out there, he makes his presence known. KBS. Free throw way off the mark, doesn't touch anything, and it will be the Chargers' ball. 34.7 seconds left, 68-51 Middletown. Little delay here while we adjust the scores table a bit for some reason there. And here come the Chargers, putting the ball in the hands of Owen Apice. Gives it up to Miles Price in the lane. Turns, spins, shoots, doesn't get it to go, but he got fouled by KBS. So to the line goes Miles Price to shoot a pair. And coming in for the Islanders, number 25, Jason Vanover. Also coming in will be Joel Sanchez. Also coming in will be Sam Little, all from Middletown. All waiting for some free throws here. And another Middletown sub will come in as well, London Hoffman. Did he just miss that free throw?
Yes, he did.
All right.
Yep, Kevin's going to empty his bench, get some guys some time here in a state playoff game.
One more free throw from Miles Price. This one well in hand for Middletown. Free throw's good. And coming in for the Chargers will be a numbered guy. Oh, he said he wouldn't play. Number five gets in the game. All right. Here come the Islanders. All I have to do is use up the clock. Sanchez driving right of the lane, throws it up, no good. Ball's on the floor. Rebound for number five, whose name we do not have. Kozlowski traveled, throwing up a three. Another Charger turnover.
Well, that's number 13 this half. Number 24 for the game. 24 turnovers for Charaho.
A three. Just off the front rim by Vanover, and the game is over. Middletown 68-53 over the Charaho Chargers. A case of two different halves completely. Second half belonged to Middletown after the Chargers were in control of the first half. At the break. Halftime, 37-29, Charaho. Final score, 68-53, Middletown. Which means, let's see if I can do this math here, 39 points in the second half for Middletown, and 16 for Charaho in the second half.
Yeah, it was a completely different game. And again, the remarkable part about it is that they did it mostly without their star player, Timmy Robinson. So kudos to the Islanders. They get to move on. They earned this victory. This was a team victory today.
All right, we'll take a timeout for some messages. When we come back, we'll recap this game. We'll pick our player of the game, and we'll talk with Kevin Lendrum. Stay with us.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797. Or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at The Brick. Anytime's a great time to do The Brick's famous nacho platters. Their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley, so come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980.
And welcome back. Bob Angel along with Scott Barrett. We are in the post-game activity, and Middletown gets to celebrate and move on into the Elite Eight of the open tournament. Didn't look that way for a while, but in the second half, Middletown was incredible. They had an amazing third quarter where they would outscore the Charaho Chargers 20-3. And that put them in charge of the game. That quarter ended 49-40 Middletown. And then they would continue the pressure and the play in that fourth quarter. The Chargers did score some points, but Middletown just kept it at bay and finished 68-53.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always like to say the numbers don't lie, you know, and it really bears it out. When you look at the end of the game, Middletown was shot 52% in the first half. They really upped their game in the second half. They finished the game 29-51. That's 57% from the field. This is remarkable. They were 24-36 on shots inside the arc. They were 5-15 outside the arc. And a lot of those were drives to the basket and finishing at the rim. Then you look at Charaho. Charaho was shooting 55% after the first half. They end up 38%, 18-49, really, really cooled off. 11-29 from inside the arc, 7-20 from outside the arc. We're going to have a visitor here tonight, happier visitor.
We're going to get him down in the chair there so he can get off his feet. But Kevin Linder will join us right now. And, you know, it was pretty much the similar pattern of the first time around. You were down by eight at the half first time, down by eight at this halftime. That third quarter, 20-3, and Timmy Robinson sitting on the bench with four fouls.
We just decided to just man up. RJ did a fantastic job. I knew that they had a couple kids in there who aren't scorers. Those two guys sat in the paint and waited for him to drive, so we took away the number two's three, forced him to drive, and we had Ben in there, Kyle Brandon Simmons in there, Sam Califf in there, just to deter him. So when he's driving, he sees somebody there. If he sees somebody there, it's tough to continue going. And,
I thought that was great. I thought the help defense from a lot of guys, like, Sam Califf is, he doesn't get a lot of minutes, but he knew his job out there today.
He did. And, and I wasn't sure who I was going to go to, but with Timmy with four and Jacob Mello not here, it's got to be KBS and it's got to be Sam had to come in and do a good job. KF Sam scored no points and got no rebounds. He did what he was supposed to do when he helped us out.
He had a lot of help going on there, but Pat Cranston did, what Figueres did with his fouls, and of course, RJ. I mean, there was some stepping up efforts going on here.
There was. And a lot of people stepped up without Timmy, and that's what we got to do. We're a good team. We've got guys who can play. And, RJ can play. Berto can play. Patrick can play. Those guys can put the ball in the basket. Ben can put the ball in the basket. So it's not just Timmy. And that's the key going forward. Timmy's in foul trouble. We're going to have to rely on other people, and we did.
Well, Mr. Graham, Jeremiah, had 25 points in the first half.
I heard.
All right. He had three in the second half.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And again, I think that's a credit to RJ's defense and RJ using that length to contest that three. And he was getting tired too because he's taking a lot of shots, having to get into the paint. But when he gets into the paint, he's seeing people. So they're there and they're getting in his vision and getting in his way. Even if we follow him, it doesn't matter. We're getting in his way. And that's hard. That's hard to do.
Well, I know as a coach, you just got to feel good. I mean, you put in guys who don't get a chance to do very many minutes. And yet you put them in there a few minutes at a time. And just like you were saying, they did what they had to do to help out and then sat down and let somebody else come in and do the same thing.
Yep. And, Joel didn't get any baskets. But when I tell you he can flat out shoot it better than anyone on our team, you've seen it. He can. It's going to be like, listen, Joel, you can shoot better than everybody on our team. Talking about games, he's had 6, 7, 8 threes in a row in the JV games. We're just catching and firing it. And that's another weapon we can bring in. He can put the ball in the basket as well as anybody. He just has to have that confidence. But he did what he had to do. He made some good plays, so it was good to get him a little bit of minutes.
If somebody told you that you were going to be down 8 points at halftime, Timmy Robinson's going to play sparingly, maybe 3 to 4 minutes in the whole second half, and you were going to win by double digits, would you believe it?
No, probably not. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, all our shirts say no quit. And we don't quit. And I mean, you see it. We're getting after. We're diving after loose balls, getting it. As soon as we get it, we look up the floor. We run. Cranston gets in. Once he gets one or two, once he makes one or two, it's like lights just go on. He can put the ball in the basket. He's struggled in the last few games. He had 2 points against Johnston. I think he had zero in the game before that. He had zero at halftime tonight. I don't know what he ended up with, but
who?
Patrick.
Mr. Cranston finished with 15 points.
15 all in the second half.
All in the second half.
Right. So that's huge. And just to get him that confidence going, we can play with anybody. I know Hendrick and LaSalle and all that, they're obviously a step ahead and better than everybody else. But I got five guys who can put the ball in the basket. And very few teams in the state have five. And I haven't seen LaSalle or Hendrick, but, who knows? We win. We're moving on. We're still playing. And that's all that matters.
I wanted to ask, and I was talking to Bob in the pregame, what was the first days of practice? Because, it's an emotional toll, that loss on Sunday. And I know it was an emotional toll on you and Timmy and a lot of the seniors here. So what was it like to kind of navigate the week to prepare yourself to play on Thursday?
Difficult. Very, very, very difficult. First day was atrocious. Kids are just like going through the motions. A couple of kids had some episodes where it was just like it just wasn't very good. And, you have everyone in school on Monday and on Tuesday during the day. We didn't practice Monday. We had Monday off in school. Congratulations. Great season. Great season. Great season. Great season. We're not done. Sorry, we're not done. We're still playing. And I finally got to the kids. This is if you end up winning the whole championship, I'm not saying we're going to, but if you do that, this is the state champion. Like, it goes down in the United States record book as the Rhode Island State Championship. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but just try to get them that mindset that we want to keep playing. And the more we play, the more fun we have. You know, and just want to get back to Rhode Island College next week. And whoever we play, Barrington and North Smithfield, you know, we played Barrington once already, and they're a very, very good shooting team, and we'll see what happens. Anything can happen. Who knows? Next Sunday, Saturday, we could be at the Ryan Center. But we're going to enjoy this one and then get back to work tomorrow and Saturday and get ready for Sunday.
How do you make sure that you get – look, at this point, you're the Elite Eight. It's Rhode Island College. You can't have these opening half. You can't allow 37 points in the first half. At Rhode Island College and expect to win the game. You guys got lucky here. How do you kind of translate that and say, guys, 32 minutes of effort?
I don't think that will happen up there again. I don't. We've already been there. We know the gym. I think that tonight, it was part of that. We didn't have a gigantic crowd like we had in our Rogers playoff game. We didn't have the gigantic crowd that we had up at Rhode Island College, and that plays a difference. And same thing with who was the other game we played at? Ponegansett. Fabulous. Place was absolutely rocking. Tonight it wasn't really like that. Until we get more momentum and maybe people, we're still playing. Like maybe we can get to the Ryan Center and have other more students get involved with that. Parents were texting me like, I had kids asking me, can we go to the game on Thursday? What do you mean, can you go to the game? Of course you can go. This is an open state tournament. And this is the big one. That other one was enormous, trust, you know, but you can tell I'm excited.
I was going to say, can you hear the enthusiasm
in
this man?
Well, this is what you want this time of the year. And you know what? And you can tell that it carries over to the players, your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Well, look, we agree that there are two players of the game that we want to recognize.
Okay.
And one of them's RJ, and one of them's Pat. Cranston and Wiggins.
Nice.
So
that's
if
nice.
You would pass that along to those gentlemen.
I will.
And then perhaps we'll bump into you, I don't know, Sunday night around 6 o'clock?
I think I might have to make an appointment to see you guys.
Okay. This is quite an effort and a lot to feel proud about and happy about, but... You know, you ain't done.
Not done.
And
still
there
playing.
Ain't no quitting these
there
Islanders.
Ain't no quit. We gotta keep playing.
Well, I got a feeling Mr. Saris is smiling down and feeling pretty good.
Smiling down, looking at us.
All right. And with that, thanks for coming over.
Can I give a shout out to my dad?
Hell yeah.
Because my dad fell the other night, two days before the championship game, in the backyard in the snow. Fell. Was up at Rhode Island Hospital. My parents didn't tell me about it at all.
Take your time.
So I just want to give a shout out to my dad, OG. Love you.
Okay.
He's doing well. He's back home. My mom got him. He's home. He has surgery on his back, but he's good to go. He's
Is he going to be able to make it on Sunday?
No, I don't know. No, he's going to be homebound for a while. So.
Well, Mr. Lundrum, listen to WADK.
ADK, he will.
Yeah, well, that'll be FM 101.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Go enjoy.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll take our last time out. Come back and recap it all for you. On FM 101.1.
Everyone needs a financial plan. For 32 years, Cargan Financial has been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help. Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial, 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
Music gets down a little bit, so there we go. Individual rebounds for Middletown, is there anything of note there?
There were a lot more in the second half, as you can probably imagine, as Charaho started to miss some shots. This is what we've got here. We've got R.J. Wiggins' grandma right here, yes. Mrs. Debbie Kessler here coming over to say hello. Individual rebounds, we've got Roberto Figueres with 6, Timmy Robinson with 6, Ben Connerton had 4, RJ with 2, and KBS with 1. So really, spread it all around here. It was a, like I said before, this was a total team effort here tonight.
And how many turnovers for the losers, the Chargers?
The turnovers, 20? it was definitely significant. 24 for Charahoe, 16 for Middletown. Keep in mind, at the end of the first half, Charahoe led 11-10 in turnovers.
Yeah.
So they had 15. They had 13 of their 24 in the second half.
So it was just an amazing comeback. It's just like they did when these two played in the regular season. Charahoe led at the half by 8. They were committing turnovers frequently. Middletown just took charge of the second half then and took even more charge of the second half tonight to pull off the 68-53 win. They are going to Rhode Island College to the Elite Eight, and they will get the winner of number 4 Barrington, number 13 North Smithfield. We don't know how things went for Rogers High School. They had their game as well tonight, and they had to go up against number 2 Hendricken move on. That would be a tough challenge. We don't know how that came out. We have some girls playoff action coming your way on Saturday at 4:00 from Rhode Island College. We will have Portsmouth taking on, who are they playing?
They are playing
a blank.
Yes, as am I, without it right in front of me here.
I'm holding it.
Oh, they're playing North Kingstown.
That's right. Number 2 North Kingstown will take on Portsmouth, number 10, Saturday at 4 at Rhode Island College. Right after that game, it'll be the Rogers girls, number 12, against Moses Brown, number 4. That's 4:00 and 6:00 Saturday, and we will be there live for both games. And then Sunday at 6 p.m. at Rhode Island College, we'll be bringing you the Middletown game.
Wow. It's going to be a busy weekend.
Wow. All right, then. And I'm forgetting something. Oh, the Rogers girls. Did I mention them?
You did.
I did. Okay. Everything's all crazy at once.
That was a big game today or tonight. And, you know, again, this is the kind of the time of the season where you survive in advance. And I think Middletown did just that tonight. They got down in the first half, and, you know, they knew I don't think there was any panic. They didn't look panicked. Kevin wasn't in there at the halftime screaming at them. I mean, he knew there was plenty of time. It was only what was the halftime deficit? Was it just eight points?
37-29.
It seemed like more, though. It really, the way they played, Charahoe played in the first half, it seemed like more. But
well, they did have a 34-19 advantage
right. Midway
through that quarter.
Yep.
Middletown made a strong charge at the end of that quarter, but it was 37-29.
You know, and one last point that I want to make is that our two players of the game, Pat Cranston and R.J. Wiggins, a sophomore and a junior. They will be back next year. So the cupboard's not going to be bare at the end of this season. Those are two players who are going to lead this program next year.
And he was talking about Joel Sanchez. Another buddy. Another one who's coming back.
Well, and Mr. Figueres is only a junior,
Roberto,
too.
Roberto, sure. Yes, indeed. All right. I think that'll do it. And we're going to wrap it up here so we can get Maxwell home. We don't want to keep him out too late. So join us Saturday and Sunday for more live high school basketball playoff action. And hopefully you could get to the game, but I know there's some interesting weather on the way, but hopefully we'll be okay.
I heard you talking to Mr. Cascione this morning about potentially some trouble on Saturday, but we'll make it.
We'll see. We'll think good thoughts. So again, a 68-53 final keeps the Middletown Islanders alive, and we'll be there. Thanks to Matt Lawless for taking good care of us back at the studio. Thank you to Karen Massaro, the award-winning athletic director. I don't know what I'd do without her. I hope her husband's not listening. He'll probably beat me up. In the meantime, thanks, Scott Barrett.
Thank you, as always.
Having some fun, huh?
I'll tell you, I'm starting to find my footing here. I just so thankful that you've given me the opportunity. Mr. Dias is definitely the A team. I don't mind being the B team, and I'm having the time of my life.
All right, then. With that said, we'll wrap it up. Thanks for listening to our broadcast here on FM 101.1 and WADK.com.
This live coverage of local high school basketball has been presented by Corrigan Financial. Also brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gust of White Sotheby's International.